Resignation announcement by House Speaker John Boehner created, among other things, a series of rather interesting contests and challenges regarding House leadership within the GOP. There's the establishment seeking the status quo in many ways, by and large, while conservatives look at the vote tally for electing a new speaker and House leaders as a platform for their influence. All this will be developing as the Congress once again kicked the federal budget can down the road to December. Here with his analysis of all this is the founder and president of Citizens for Self-Governance, founding force in the Tea Party movement, Mark Meckler. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good to be with you this morning.
Let me give you a couple of websites. Connected with Mark, selfgovern.com, and another very interesting one with a lot of progress happening, conventionofstates.com. So, Mark, I saw the clip of Ted Cruz at one of his appearances. He announced John Boehner announcing his resignation, and cheers, rather loud and exciting cheers, went up over that breaking news. Was that indicative of how conservatives felt about John Boehner?
Absolutely indicative of how conservatives felt and feel about John Boehner. I mean, I think you could describe the Boehner years as Speaker of the House as the lost years for conservatives.
And, well, not just Boehner. We have to be fair about this. It seemed like the entire GOP establishment, or as I have grown to call them, the Bushlikins, said, give us the House, we can get things done. Then it was, give us the Senate, we can get things done. Now they're in the, you know, if you give us the White House, boy, can we get things done.
Well, and what comes next is, well, we don't have 60 votes in the Senate, so give us 60 votes in the Senate and we can get things done.
Let's just look at the budget. Well, not the budget. There's no such thing, I guess, anymore. The latest continuing resolution that kicked the can down to December 11th. Again, what's that show as far as representation of what the current upper echelon can get accomplished in Congress?
You know, what we're going to hear from that quote-unquote upper echelon is that it's all about strategy and tactics. And I would argue that if you look at the last 5 years of Republican lack of leadership, it indicates no strategy and no tactics unless the end game is to cede all power to liberal Democrats.
Or not even to that regard. We've had the House surrender pretty much most of its constitutional duties to the Obama White House.
Yeah, and what they do, and I saw Kevin McCarthy do this on Sean Hannity's show the other night, what they do is they just point at the Senate and blame the Senate. And you hear the Senate blame the House, and then you'll hear both of them blame the White House. But the reality is we're looking for an adult in the room who will stand up and actually take responsibility.
And how can the House point to the Senate when the House themselves surrendered the powers of the purse, which is theirs and theirs alone, or at least it was according to the Constitution until they decided to abstain or vote present on that matter?
You know, it's really interesting because I think Kevin McCarthy's appearance on Hannity is very telling in that regard. Hannity asked him repeatedly if they were willing to use the power of the purse. And I would say that McCarthy sounded like your quintessential politician. He obfuscated, he used big words and made it sound like maybe someday we might if we have the right strategy.
And that's not exactly the Kevin McCarthy that a lot of the Republicans bought into when he initially sought a leadership position.
You know, I think it's really interesting to watch this leadership thing unfold because McCarthy has a chance to prove himself right now today as a conservative leader. He can step away from John Boehner. But unfortunately, on this continuing resolution, there are many, many Republicans that voted against this CR. McCarthy was not among them.
Mark Meckler, who was one of the founding forces in the Tea Party movement, founder and president of Citizens for Self-Governance. Selfgovern.com, conventionofstates.com, two of Mark's websites with some very valuable and empowering information and actions to be taken. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Give us some background on Kevin McCarthy. Well, first and foremost, the math of the matter certainly is going to be fluid for the next few weeks or so. Does he have immediately right now the votes?
Yeah, I think the answer is today he absolutely has the votes. And mainly by default, not by support. And what I mean by that is, you know, running for speaker is something that's not easy to do. We don't think about this out in public. We just think the guys get together and vote. But it's a years-long process, literally. And McCarthy's been engaged in that process. His rise has been very rapid, but he's worked the ranks. He's built relationships with people. He's a solid fundraiser. All these things are required to stand for speaker. So, you know, I like some of the other guys who might stand, a Daniel Webster. But that's a guy who's not a prolific fundraiser. He hasn't built the relationships among the ranks. Makes it very difficult for somebody else to stand for speaker.
So even with there's about 40 members of it's called the House Freedom Caucus. They're the more conservative members of Congress. At least at this point, it looks like they're going to hold their nose and go with McCarthy.
It does. Remember, you know, Mark Meadows stood for Speaker last time around and got almost no votes, even among the Freedom Caucus, of which he's a member. And again, it requires this ability to hold the caucus together. That requires years of building relationships within the caucus and trust within the caucus. It's not something that comes overnight. So I would say for right now, McCarthy is the guy. That could change over the next few weeks. And you know, one of the big challenges for McCarthy, which frankly he's not living up to right now, is to behave like a conservative over the next few weeks, to stand against John Boehner, to vote against the things that John Boehner is about to do to the country. If he does that, he can stand himself up as a legitimate conservative leader. If he doesn't, there very well could be a rebellion, and I'm actually worried about the results of a potential conservative rebellion.
Well, as far as Boehner in his final days, other than just laying down, letting the CR go through, and a token let's defund Planned Parenthood, which isn't going to go anywhere, motion go through, is there anything he could do that just say, you know, this is the right thing to do in my eyes, and I'm a lame duck, so there's no consequences on my butt, so we're going to do this?
You mean could Boehner? Yeah, I mean, he could do exactly what you said, which is utilize the power of the purse, and he could actually shut things down. He could actually defund plenty of things using the Article I powers of Congress. They can put in do not fund riders in appropriation bills under Article I, and they could prevent funding, for example, for Planned Parenthood. But I think what Boehner's going to do is he's going to do everything he has always wanted to do. He's going to continue on the same path. And by doing so, he's going to try and take the heat off McCarthy. He'll handle all the difficult issues, the continuing resolution, Planned Parenthood, the debt ceiling hike. And then hopefully his plan, I think, is to leave McCarthy with a clean slate. But if McCarthy goes in side by side with Boehner on all those issues, he doesn't have a clean slate. He's carrying an anchor around his neck as far as conservatives go.
How important is it to watch the level right under Speaker, because obviously if and when McCarthy goes up to Speaker, that opens House Majority Leader seat, which at least at this point looks like it's going to be House Budget Committee Chair Tom Price versus House Whip Steve Scalise.
Yeah, I think those are very important. And, you know, in that particular race, if it's Price versus Scalise, I would say hands down it's Price. I personally don't think he's the best man for the job, but I definitely would take him over Scalise. Look, Scalise took over the RSC, the Republican Study Committee, and he was nothing but a leadership hack there. The RSC became useless appendage of the leadership. And so I think we see exactly what Scalise is going to be. So I would hope for Price, or maybe somebody even more of a firebrand conservative, as majority leader.
Well, it looks like Scalise wants to position himself as a pro-defense spending. He is apparently saying to people that he would lift caps and open the door to a significant rise in defense spending.
You know, that's McCarthy's position as well. And I do believe that those two guys are genuine defense hawks. But I would say that for the base, for us, for conservative grassroots activists out there, that's not enough. It's good. We want people who understand that we live in a dangerous world and we have to do something about it. But that's not enough to brand yourself a conservative.
Having our time with Mark Meckler, Citizens for Self-Governance, as well as one of the founding voices of the Tea Party movement, selfgovern.com, conventionofstates.com, here on Issues and Ideas. And we're going down from Speaker through House Majority Leader. Let's go the other way just to wrap up here, Mark. As far as the presidential race on the GOP side, how is it looking as far as a conservative voice coming through? You have people like a Ted Cruz and a Marco Rubio who are both suffering as far as financial fundraising is concerned. You have Donald Trump coming out with a tax plan with which some people have compared to a Reagan philosophy when it comes to taxes are concerned. Is the conservative voice coming through, if not completely through one candidate, at least to that old Reagan axiom of the 80% acceptable, 20% I can deal with?
Yeah, I think the conservative voice is not only coming through, but it is the clarion call right now from the party base. The reason that you have all these outsiders rising, and I do include Cruz among the outsiders because of his behavior in the Senate. So you've got now Trump and Fiorina and Carson and Cruz all rising or all at the top of the polls because people are sick and tired of the Washington cartel. Now, that's a term coined by Ted Cruz, of course. And so what people are looking for is they are looking for conservative leadership. You know, where that roulette wheel ends up stopping, I think, is anybody's guess. Trump's tax plan, I think, is very Reagan-esque. But I think, actually, at this time in history, people are looking for even more. Most of the grassroots I talk to are looking for something even much simpler, remove the deductions, create something like a flat tax or a fair tax. So I think, while it was Reagan-esque, it was a little bit out of step with the base.
Selfgovern.com, conventionofstates.com. He's the president and founder of Citizens for Self-Governance. Mark Meckler, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you. you for having me.